This conference is being recorded.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all of you. This is Vicky Fulons from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and we want to welcome you to our webinar to give you an update on .world in relation to a new launch of the Sunrise, and we have Edmund Chung to provide you with that information. However, before we start, just a couple of things. We are muting everybody on the line. If you have questions, you can go through the chat, and we will answer them. The presentation will be recorded and shared with you, and will be on our website as well. And before I hand it over to Edmund, I will provide you an update on the stats and some information on the new TLDs joining. If you look at this, at the following slide, sorry, on the which was updated on the 22nd of September, we had over 38,500 trademarks submitted to the clearinghouse. 50% of these trademark records are submitted for multiple years. So as you know, you can submit trademark records to the clearinghouse for 1, 3, or 5 years, and we still see that 50% of the participants are indeed submitting them for 3 or 5 years. 82% are recorded by agents, meaning that most of the population that are using the Trademark Clearinghouse go via representatives that know how to deal with the Trademark Clearinghouse. And 93% of those trademark records are unverified, meaning they qualify for Sunrise. Why is the reason for the others that do not qualify is due to the fact that they either do not meet the policy or they have not been corrected in time. And as you know, before or after the Sunrise period, so each DTLD has to provide a Sunrise period for 30 to 60 days. After that Sunrise period, the trademark claims period comes into place, which is a period for 90 days. And if you see here on the graph, during that period, more than 195,000 claims notifications have been sent out to trademark holders. So meaning these are the trademark holders that did not participate in a particular Sunrise, but at least they were warned when somebody else registered a domain name that matches their trademark. And beyond the trademark claims period, we have the ongoing notifications period, which is indefinite in time, where we send out notifications when somebody registers a domain name that matches a trademark in the clearinghouse, and we currently have more than 160,000 ongoing notifications sent out to the trademark holders. And at that moment, the trademark holders are aware of what's going on, and they can monitor it or follow it up with their legal counsel if needed to be. And you clearly see that the Trademark Clearinghouse is a global database as we provide as we have received already trademarks from 121 different jurisdictions. On the following slide, you can see here which Sunrises are waiting to participate or waiting to launch. .bible is one of them, .homes, .family, .trading. So on our sunriseclearinghouse.org, you can find all the TLDs that will launch, as well as all the TLDs that are launched, meaning that they are in the Sunrise period, so active Sunrise periods, which you can find by the green label. And here you can see, again, .law, .abago is quite very interesting at the moment, .sex as well, .swiss. So these are currently some ongoing TLDs that have their Sunrise period open. So if you are a trademark holder and have a trademark in the clearinghouse and want to participate, you need to download the SMD file. And if you are a trademark owner that does not have a trademark yet in the clearinghouse and you want to participate in the Sunrise, then it's important that you record your mark with the clearinghouse or go through an agent, as they will process it much quicker. And with that, I will hand it over to Edmund to provide you more information on the Sunrise.
Thank you. This is Edmund joining, and thank you, Vicky, for the update on the Trademark Clearinghouse. I guess my job is to give a brief update on .world IDN. You probably can see from the update from Vicky that .world IDN actually is not part of the regular Sunrise that is happening. In fact, .world IDN was launched about a year or so ago with a very different a very different business model, which is focused on a marketing world within China. That is changing, and that is what we would like to update everyone about. And .world IDN, which actually means the world in Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, is relaunching, and also we are having a special sunrise process for trademark owners between now and November 10th. And this is a really special process to provide priorities back to trademark owners and also marks that are registered in the Trademark Clearinghouse. So just to talk a little bit about the Special Sunrise itself, it was started a little while back, back in September 8th this year, and it will end on November 10th. And during this period, actually, if you have a Trademark Clearinghouse a registered mark, you can register in the Special Sunrise with priority, and the general availability will happen on November 17th, 2015. So following the general availability, actually, we will also pursue with a 90-day trademark claim period, which means it will last from the from November 17th to February 15th of next year. One of the very important part of this is that we think that the .world IDN TLD is going to be very important especially for the IDN world, including in China, Japan, and Korea, but also it's very important for us to maintain an orderly launch, and this, which is why we are maintaining a special sunrise, even though this is not part of the it's part of the original ICANN requested sunrise. So that's one thing that I'd like to highlight for everyone. And in terms of .world itself, I think what I mentioned that is really important is the appeal for .world, and in fact what it is about for IDNs. And the key aspect of it is that it actually means world for Chinese, Japanese, and Korean alike. And this is not something that a lot of the IDNs you would see. Most of the IDN TLD you would tend to think about it as a more localized top-level domain. However, this is one of the IDNs that will cover actually a very big part of the market. In fact, over 1.5 billion population if you count Chinese, Japanese, and Koreans around the world. So this is a very important part of the .world IDN concept. And so if you are still thinking about whether IDNs is worth, investing, this is really one of the areas, especially for your brands, that it could your brand can be highlighted in China, Japan, and Korea, and that represents a pretty big part of the world. And that's, a very big important value of the .world IDN. And here are just a few examples of world the word world or the two characters that means world in Mandarin and Chinese will be read as shijie, or in Japanese read as sekai, or in Korean read as segye. And they essentially mean the same thing. And as you can see from the slide, the characters are exactly the same, and they are being used to mean the world in all three cultures. And sometimes people think about IDNs, and they still think that IDNs are a very localized version, and also that, even in China or Japan, you may think that people don't really type in so much of IDNs. However, I think it's plain to see that businesses themselves are very much known in their local languages, and therefore protecting your brand in those local languages are going to be very important. And for .worldIDN, it's really actually not just about your brand name itself in the IDN, but also ASCII or English name in under .world as well. So that's a very important part. The other thing is, while you think that people may not be typing in Chinese or Japanese in there for their domain names, users do search in their own native language. It's quite simple to understand. Like people in China, perhaps you think that they are not typing in Chinese domain names. However, I would say that most, if not 100% of them, searches in their own native language. And SEO and search engine optimization is a very big part of domain registrations today. As you can see, this is just a very quick example from the .Asia experience, is that we see that a lot of Japanese .Asia domain names are actually used for search engine optimization. So while you think that users may not be typing in domain names in IDNs, users actually search in their native language, and that is a big part of what IDN is about. When you think about IDNs, the other growing trend also is about voice input. When you talk to your phone, it's much more likely that you will talk in your native language. Just think about a Chinese or Japanese or Korean navigating the internet with voice input. It is going to be much easier and much more common for people in China, Japan, and Korea to speak in their native language and navigate the web in their own native language with own native language domain names. And that's really what .worldIDN is about. And as I mentioned, one of the key aspects is that beyond the many IDN prospects that comes with the new GTLD process, .worldIDN, in fact, covers China, Japan, and Korea, and that represents over 1.6 billion people around the world, and that's one quarter of the world population, and more importantly, that actually represents about half of the internet population today. So the .world IDN, while you think IDN as being a localized version, actually represents half of the internet today. So just back to quickly the some of the key dates and key aspects of the special sunrise. First of all, during the sunrise period, both trademark clearinghouse registered marks as well as nationally registered marks, registered marks, are going to be accepted. However, the priority levels will be different. With the trademark clearinghouse SMD signed mark data, you will have a priority over regular registered mark owners. However, we will also be accepting registered mark owners for the sunrise process. The sunrise itself, as mentioned, is ongoing and will close on November 11th, 2015, and it is going to be an end date sunrise. So if there are more than one application for the same domain and if both marks are being cleared or validated, then the domain will go to auction. However, if you have a priority in the trademark clearinghouse, then that will, you know, that will be a priority over regularly registered marks. In terms of the application process, all the submissions are via ICANN accredited registrars, of course, who are also accredited with the .world IDN. In terms of the languages, accepted applications for Sunrise include, of course, ASCII, which is English or whatever ASCII A to Z, 0 to 9 can be represented, and also Chinese, Japanese, and Korean domain names. So as mentioned, it is going to be an end date Sunrise, which means that if there is more than one application, it goes to auction. So that really brings me to the end of the update. One of the key aspects, as I said, this is an IDN, but this is an IDN that really covers half of the internet population, and it covers Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. If I remember correctly, between Chinese and Japanese, there's over 1,000 registered trademark clearinghouse registrations, and if you add the Koreans, that will be an even bigger opportunity. So, again, Special Sunrise has started. It will end on November 10th, and general availability will start November 17th. Thank you. Back to you.
Thanks, Edmund. Currently, we have no questions, so I think it will be fine to close off the webinar. I want to thank you again for the great presentation, and as I mentioned, we will be submitting the presentation to all of you after this after this webinar. Thank you again, and wishing everybody a good afternoon. Bye.
Bye.